tonight's planning meeting, Tuesday the 4th of September, at Town Hall. I'm actually on annual leave at the next planning meeting, and Fred hasn't had the opportunity to take any other meetings or any other planning meetings, so therefore Fred is actually going to take this evening's meeting, and I'll deputise for Fred so that when he comes to the 17th of September, we'll have an annual leave, he'll take the meeting. So, over to you.
Thank you. Any members? Right, so first of all, we have apologies for absence, attached to Brian Toy, Bill Nash and John Humphreys. And I'm sure you all wish to join with me in sending this committee's best wishes to Councillor Bill Nash. My understanding is not too well at the moment. I believe Brian Toy is having
some. Brian Toy's apparently he's back in hospital.
Right, so I'm sure we would all like to make sure this committee's best wishes go to Councillors Toy and Councillors Nash.
Have you got your mic on?
Okay, right. Representation has been taken ahead of each discussion by councillors on each application. Representations may be up to 3 minutes. We have one speaker wishes to talk about 18 1715 Fulton, 35 Springfield Road. Is it this committee's wishes to take that item first on the agenda?
Yes.
Okay. So the item is in the addendum. Plan number 18 1715 Fulton, and the speaker wishing to speak on this item is East End District Council Councillor Megan Armstrong. So over to you, Megan.
You want to stand or sit?
You can stand or sit as you wish.
Thank you. As District Ward Councillor, I am objecting to this application 18 1715 FUL. Some of you may have read my letter of opposition on the planning board, which was for the original application dated 20th of July 2018. I was hoping that these amended plans would address most, if not all, of these issues, which had also been raised by nearby residents, but unfortunately they have not. So my remaining points of objection are as follows. One, this proposal would most definitely be out of keeping with the rest of Springfield Road, having a detrimental impact upon the street scene, as it would be the only property with such a front gable extension. It has an apex roof line which is very large and extends from the front to the top of the current roof, which would be prominent and overbearing in this residential road. The dormer windows in other properties in Springfield Road, which consist mainly of bungalows, are quite different, are set further back and are much less obtrusive with flat roofs. I wonder what practical usable space would be available under the new sloping roof of the front gable extension, and therefore what is the justification for it being so large from the front to the top of the roof line? Secondly, the proposed size of these windows plus the extra windows to the front and rear would increase overlooking of nearby properties, especially as the neighbours to the front are at a much lower level. Although this application has two fewer ground floor front windows, there are now two new middle windows to the side elevation, allowing overlooking of the neighbouring property. Three, the proposed wall and roof finishes, that is white painted render and grey concrete tiles, remain unchanged in this application. Therefore, are different from the current finishes, which are brown or grey, and out of keeping with other properties in Springfield Road. The doubling of the current footprint, in my view, is undoubtedly overdevelopment of this site, which is a small single-storey bungalow and would therefore be out of keeping with the rest of Springfield Road. In summary, my objections include these four planning reasons. Out of keeping with the street scene, overbearing, overlooking, and a large increase in the footprint. Amendments could be made to this with, if the extension was pushed further back. Things could be done to change this. So I'm not getting rid of it altogether, objecting altogether, but I'm hoping you'll look at it and see what you think. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Megan. Okay, if I could just read out, this is in Holston Wood, plan number 1A(1715)4, addendum 35 Springfield Road, and that's the applicants, Mr. and Mrs. Mark Batchelor, construction of single storey rear and side extension, dormer windows to front and rear and front gateway extension. And this is amended plans for consultation. Front dormer reduced in size, window added to rear dormer, and chimney removed. We do have some consultees and representations. Sue?
Thank you. Yes, just to remind members that the Town Council at their meeting on the 6th of August 2018, we had no objection to this application. Councillor Jill Elson recommends objection and also requests a site inspection. The plan does not show a bedroom 3, only 1, 2 and 4. Is that an office or a bedroom? The front elevation of this proposal is out of keeping with the rest of Springfield Road. Many have front and rear dormers but are of a conventional construction. This has two roof extensions, one with a small dormer and the other with a vortex design. The rear dormers are the same as others in the road. This seems to be an overdevelopment of the site. It makes a substantial house out of a bungalow. And then we had three representations in respect of the original application. There was concern that the front gable was too large for the size of the bungalow. The design and material was out of keeping with other bungalows and it was overdevelopment of the site. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Councillor Elson.
Thank you. I have visited the site since the last meeting because the objections weren't actually in at the last meeting when we discussed it. There are various alterations already made to a substantial number of those in Springfield Road. However, having looked at this and the close proximity of the others, I can see the point that the neighbours are making and that it's not in the same construction, or certainly the dormers are not in the same way as the others, although this is a reduction. So in hindsight, I think probably I would object now, having seen the alterations and also visited the site.
Thank you. Councillor Duffer.
Thank you, Fred. Yes, I take the same view as Councillor Elson here, that having looked carefully at it and seen what the objections are, then there is no doubt in my mind that it is A, overdevelopment, and B, out of keeping. The overlooking aspect, which Megan drew attention to, may also be an issue. There has, as we all know, there has been an explosion in dormers and that kind of thing, and some of them have been unreasonably oversized and with windows that overlook other places, and I think this is the case in point. I second your proposal.
Thank you. Councillor Dunbar, so it's been proposed?
Proposed for refusal.
For refusal.
On the grounds of overbearing, overdevelopment, and also out of keeping with the street scene.
And seconded by Councillor Dunbar.
Call for a vote.
Okay, and do we have a vote on that?
Yes, it's a
vote. All in favour? Okay, that's seconded.
Thank you.
Thank you, Megan. You may stay if you wish. Right, moving on to... has anybody got any declarations of pecuniary interest in this?
What's the
bottom of the bottom? Yeah, sorry, I missed that. So, minutes of meeting held on the 20th of August 2018 to confirm the minutes copies attached. All those in favour?
Yep.
It's carried. Item 3, declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. Members to declare any interest that they may have on the agenda and agree any dispensations to stay. Councillor.
Thank you. I need to declare personal interest in application 18, bit 1769 full, Rose Lodge Care Home, because my employment does involve actually people that are in Rose Lodge.
Thank you. Anybody else? No. Item four, urgent business to consider any items which in the opinion of the chairman should be dealt with as a matter of urgency. No items under item 4, so moving on to determine applications under delegated powers. And we have one of those, and that is plan number 18/1815/TRE, and that's 21 Hereford Close. Applicant Mr. Andrew Jones, T1 Oak, crown raised to 4 metres above ground level. And there is a tree officer's report soon.
Yes, this one. Yes, the tree officer reports that this maturing native oak, grown on the far western boundary of the owner's garden, the crown of the tree overhangs the adjacent public open space and the public footpaths, and also makes a positive contribution to the amenity of the area. The proposed works follow pre-application advice from East Devon District Council's tree officer and seeks to remove low foliage which grows down over the adjacent footpaths. So his recommendation is for approval. Thank you.
Okay, and do we have a proposer for that item? Yeah. Councillor Chapman and seconder. All those in favour? That's carried. Item 6, to consider the planning applications for consultations set out below. And that's first starting with Brixton Ward, plan number 18/1992/4, 1 Vernon Road, applicant Mrs. Sally Tachi, construction of single storey rear extension. Highways do not wish to comment, and do we have any views or representations?
No.
No.
Yes, we have no objections.
Thank you. Seconded by Councillor Nicholas. All those in favour? Thank you. Next item is in the ward. Moving on to Litton Ward. Plan number 18/1947/4. Tide Reach, 4 Radinsville Lane, Mr. Hughes. Construction of first floor extension, terrace and extension to lower ground floor, and provision of cladding to all elevations. Highways do not wish to comment. And there's a comment from Ward Councillor Mark Williamson too.
Yes, in the absence of Lutland councillors, Councillor Williamson supports this application. Although it increases the footprint and the mass of the dwelling, its contemporary approach gives it clearer and cleaner lines and increases its functionality. Thank you, Maddie. It is in a relatively secluded position and should have, in my view, no impact on adjacent properties. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other councillors have any comments about the site?
I've looked at these plans because obviously I wasn't aware Mark was going to respond because I knew he hadn't had his operation. My concern is what Councillor William has said about increasing the footprint and the mass of the dwelling, which at first sight does look as if it's out of keeping, but in view of Councillor Williamson's comments, I'm happy to propose this. Councillor Williamson has suggested approval.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a proposal from Councillor Elson and seconded by Councillor Chapman. All those in favour? Carried. Moving on to the next item, plan number 18/1943/4, 24 Louise Place, applicant Mr. and Mrs. D. McGrain, demolition of existing extension and construction of single-storey rear extension. Highways do not wish to comment, and there is representation from Councillor Williamson. Sue?
Yes, Councillor Williamson supports this application, which is a replacement build. It conforms to the usual requirements for a conservation area in respect of the footprint, materials to be used, and the colours. He does not see any detriment to the neighbouring properties or to the street scene. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And other councillors have comments on this application?
I'm happy to propose, Chair, same as Councillor Williamson's comments.
Do we have a seconder? Councillor Chapman, all those in favour? Carried. Moving on, next item. Plan number 18/1845/4, 74 Foxholes Hill, applicant Mr. Martin Richards. Construction of balustrade over existing garage and external staircase. Highways do not wish to comment. And Councillor Williamson has comments, so I'd like to see.
Yes, Councillor Williamson has no objection to this application, which reflects existing and established use of this sitting area. However, if the planning officer assesses overlooking as an issue, he would recommend that material other than glass is used for the privacy screen. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, committee?
I'm happy to propose approval with the comments with the condition as set out by Councillor Mark Williamson concerning the probability if they do feel overlooking an issue to recommend a privacy screen of some sort for neighbouring properties.
Thank you, and I'm happy to second that. All those in favour? Thank you. Moving on to the next item. Plan number 18/1789/41 Litton Road, applicants Edmondson and Little. Variation of condition 3 of reserved matters application 170347 reserved boundary treatment to allow variation and increase in height of boundary treatment. Amended plans for consultation, trellis on top of fence. Highways do not wish to comment, and EDDC Trees has no objection. So.
Yes, just to remind you that when we met 2 weeks ago, the Town Council objected to the variation, as the 1 metre fence was thought to be out of keeping with the street scene and should be reduced to the original condition 3, which was 0.5 metres instead of 1 metre. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments from any councillors?
I see that the trellis is on there, isn't it? Yeah. And they haven't cut it back, have they?
Yeah. Yes, I agree with Councillor Taylor. I haven't seen sight of this fence. The trellis has already been put up. So I don't know what the situation is.
I think we've been fairly consistent in this planning committee that we've approached all planning applications where fences have been higher than the 1.8 metres that we wish to object to them so that we don't set precedent, that we're happy to have fences of that height. My opinion is, having seen it, is that the trellis is probably even higher than the extra that the fence was going to be in the first place. So therefore, I feel that we should continue with the previous objection, because certainly the Litland councillors that were present at the last meeting, John Humphreys, was adamant that they felt that it should be retained at the original reserve matter. So therefore I would propose that we continue the objection as we raised at the meeting on the 20th of August.
And I'd be happy to second that.
Yes.
All those in favour?
Everyone else has to abide by it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Moving on, plan number 18/1769/4 Rose Lodge Care Home, applicant Mr. Peter de Groot, single storey extensions to provide 3 in number additional bedrooms, staff training room, and toilets, and together with lounge extension, relocation of shed, formalisation of parking and new refuse store. Highways do not wish to comment, and there is some representations from Councillor Williamson and some adjoining representations. Sue?
Yes, Councillor Williamson supports this application, which extends the much needed social care provision and does not, in his view, have a detrimental impact on adjacent residential properties. However, in view of previous problems, which I'm sure all members remember, when the extension was built, he strongly recommended that a CEMP be conditioned to include no parking of contractors' vehicles or workmen's private cars in Long Lane, no deliveries of materials via Long Lane. The reason was to ensure that the Long Lane is accessible at all times for the residents of Oldborough Court and Broadreach House, and for refuge and emergency vehicles. And we've had two representations. One is concerned, obviously, that Long Lane will be shut off to local residents as it was last time they extended the home, and that parking area for the nearby Oldborough Court flats would not be used as a turning area. And then there was one, not a planning consideration, but the owner of the flat at Coyland's Court, which is 2A Isker Road, is concerned that the plans show the rear wall of their garage as the boundary line. The correct boundary should show a wedge of land behind the garage in order for them to maintain and repair their garage. But that was sent to East Devon, so just thought I'd mention it. Thank you.
Sue, so, thank you. Is there any councillors wishing to comment on this application? Councillor Chapman?
Yes, I think we should ask Environmental Health to keep an eye on this one, because we did have problems last time with the deliveries, and as Mark Williamson said, it did cause problems, and we don't want any more problems. I think we've got enough building problems in town.
Thank you. Anybody else?
It was mentioned a wedge of land that's supposed to be going behind the garage.
It's nowhere near this, the actual extension. It's a little corner where they're going to actually mark out the parking spaces. So, Dane, these parking spaces here, can you see where Ron's has got the little hand? Well, that little wedge of land is sort of shown in their boundary, but in fact it belongs to this block of flats here.
Right, so
apparently the fence blew down and they re-put the fence up where they put it in the
angle. It actually belongs
but
to the care home,
doesn't
it?
No, it belongs to Croydon's
Court.
Yeah, but obviously they've written that to East Devon, need to pick that up as obviously a site plan issue.
Yeah.
But I just thought I'd mention it, seeing we actually had a copy of that.
Okay, in light of the fact there's no other comments, I would like to recommend this proposal in light of Councillor Williamson's support of this application, and providing that we press upon East Devon the recommendations that he's made on his support of the application. So I propose that we take this forward. So I have a second. Councillor Elson, all those in favour? Okay, moving on to plan number 18/1757 LBC listed building consent. Flat 3, 9 Roll Road, applicant Mrs. June Vivian Rosser, to replace two in number UPVC dormer windows on front south west elevation, and one in number UPVC semi circular window on side southeast elevation, and one in number UPVC semicircular on the side northwest elevation with wooden and slimline double glazed units. Highways do not require comments. Does anybody have any comments on this application?
I have a proposal of approval subject to the existing building.
Seconded by Councillor Chapman, opposed by Councillor Elson. All those in favour? Thank you, that's carried. And plan number 18, 1282 Brick Full, Regent's Gate, adjacent to St Joseph's Primary School on Causeway, applicant South West Water Limited, provision of sustainable urban garden drainage system feature rain garden, amended plans for consultation, arboricultural report, drainage details shown on plan and footpath realigned. We have some comments and I'll ask you to put those comments forward.
Yes, the tree report is in obviously in response to the request from East End's tree officer for a report on the trees and then obviously further drainage details. Just to remind you, on 25th of June 2018, the Town Council supported the scheme and had no objection. Since we met, East End District Council engineers, Dave Cook and Dave Turner, said they are supportive of the plans to enhance the public open space adjacent to Regent's Gate, which will provide additional amenity whilst also reducing the risk of sewer flooding and pollution from combined sewer overflows downstream of the site. East Devon will continue to work with South West Water to agree future maintenance of this area to ensure it does not place an unacceptable level of additional demand on our street scene team. Now, originally there were 14 objections and two in support, but the 14 objections were mainly about whether who was going to maintain it and was it going to become, was going to be seating for antisocial behaviour and all this. So that's why the extra reports have come in. Thank you.
Does anybody have any comments on this application? I've got one that I would like to ask. Of you two. It says in the comments there, East Devon will continue to work with South West Water to agree future maintenance of this area. It doesn't actually say that they've agreed future maintenance of the area. So,
it's still being discussed.
Is it still being discussed?
Well, there hasn't been a decision made on the application.
In light of the representations of the members of the public about who's going to maintain
we could put it, support for East Devon and South West to produce a report.
Yes, I think that's the way forward.
Okay. And,
Everybody agree?
Yeah.
I have representations with several of the people that live in Regent's Gate over it because they felt that it wasn't the right place really. Because obviously it's, it's high and that everything sort of just runs down the road there. And they were really concerned about what the implications could be if it didn't come. And I think it's the maintenance that's the most important thing. If there's any way that we can keep a check on that, but it's I think that's something we've really got to ensure that it is going to be maintained. if it got out and nobody did anything, it could be a real mess, couldn't it? Overgrown.
I concur with Councillor Taylor's comments, and I think what we need to do perhaps is go back, because South West Water are the applicant. If they are discussing this with East Devon District Council, we need to know that South West Water are going to be the maintainers of the site, or East Devon District Council are going to be maintainers of the site. We can't just leave it without knowing. In my view, I don't know what other members.
Having worked in Long Causeway, I know when there's a lot of rain, there is a problem up and down there, like I just said. But I think the problem with that South West Water has come up with is that they are worried that because there is so much water, that it will go into the sewerage system and we could have a sewerage problem, which is why they want to do the work. But I do agree that if they're going to do the work, then we have to know who is going to maintain that area, be it East Devon or both of them or Water Board. But the work has to be done for the good of everyone's health, really. We don't want sewerage coming down Long Causeway.
Because this is what's happened on other applications, isn't it? We've had no agreement in the other areas of Withercombe particularly.
Yeah.
So, do we propose that we write to the District Council and make representation to get a decision?
Yeah, and South West Water.
And for it to come back to this committee, is it?
Well, it'll go to East Devon District Council.
Yeah, we'll just put a subject to agreement between South West Water and East Devon District to maintain the site and the outcome to be fed back to Tank.
Right, so that's proposed to, we have a second for that. And all those in favour? Okay. And move on to plan number 0963, the full addendum, flat 4, Portland Court, 1 Portland Avenue. Applicant Mr. S. Crook, construction of first floor side and rear extension, amended plans for consultation, reduction in mass and height of proposed extension. Highways do not wish to comment. Town Council did not object on the 14th of the 5th this year. So we've got some comments.
Yes, we did have a conservation officer's report after we'd met previously, who was not happy with the situation. So he said, whilst a single storey extension is considered acceptable, there are concerns regarding the additional floor. The culminated mass of both the existing projection and the proposed extension would neither enhance nor preserve the special architectural historic character and appearance of the conservation area. There was one representation in respect of the original application, and the amended plans seem to be coming in response to the conservation officer's report. Thank you.
Okay, do we have any other comments from councillors?
No.
The amended plan, because I haven't looked at this one, I mean, the amended plan, has it made much difference to them?
It's levelled out the actual, that there is flat now, where it went up at the end, and so it was like out of line.
Yeah.
So this is the original, if I can just get it up.
We haven't had a conservation officer's report on the revised application.
No.
Have we?
No.
No, it's not.
Sorry, Councillor Dummett.
Can I ask Brad, what's the closing date for this consultation?
It's an amended plan, so
yes.
13th of...
13th of September.
So it's before our next meeting.
Yeah, I know, we can take the point. It, you know, in the light of the fact, there seems to be quite a lot of objections and you know, it would be, and no report from the conservation officer, you know, the... I mean, my own fear would be to refuse it, and then we'll consider it.
I think I concur.
Sorry.
No, it's not.
Have I got this wrong? It was pointed, as I understand it, the conservation officer's not happy, and he's chopped the top off.
Yeah.
So the conservation officer has already changed it. So where it was on the right-hand side, it's now, he's made it lower. So I'm quite happy to go with the conservation officer.
But we don't know what the conservation officer is.
Well, he's chopped the top off.
I think the amendments have come in response to the conservation officer's report. But
we don't know if that's what he said or didn't do.
We could do it subject to his, I suppose.
I mean, I just don't think it's very clear what the conservation officer has said in his report here compared to what the applicant has now done. I don't know whether it does concur with what the...
It may do,
and the conservation officer may be more than happy with it, but I don't know whether the amendments are exactly in line with what the conservation... But it's up to committee.
Is there a letter?
I mean, Maddie's proposed approval, so...
No. This is the only thing that's been submitted amended.
The conservation officer's report.
Councillor Nicholas, you want to comment?
Well, looking at the bit that he's chopped off, it looks like there's a window in behind it. Is he trying to put a roof terrace in there?
I think it might be.
I think it's got...
Is
it a skylight?
I think it's probably a bella.
Yeah, I think so.
No, it's another roof, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's two
rooms.
It's
the bellocks. Yeah. The bellocks
in the
side, I think, that little bit.
Yeah. Is it chopped the top? Or?
Well, it's just the way on, see? It looks like a top of a window.
Yeah, I think it's that window there.
Thank you.
It's proposed by Councillor Chapman.
Did I not propose previously?
Thank you very much. I'm refusing. Okay. So, it's been proposed for refusal by Councillor Dunphan. And do I have a second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Councillor Taylor, all those in favour of refusal? That's carried. Okay, moving on to the town ward. Right. Plan number 18/0742/4, flats 1 and 2, 1 to 2 Strand. Applicant LNC Investments Limited, replacement of timber windows with new PVC on front and side elevations. Amended materials to aluminium and amended window design. And we have some comments, so can I ask Sue to read those comments, please?
Yes, just to say that the Town Council on the 25th of June 2018 had no objection, subject to Conservation Officer's report, which we did receive 2 days after we met. The Conservation Officer considered the original proposal unacceptable and recommended the use of slim profile glazing in traditional formed timber framed windows. There is one letter of support from the tenant of one of the flats, and obviously we now have the amended plans and they are aluminium. Thank you.
Right. Okay. Councillor Marsden.
Yes, thank you. I wasn't sure whether the aluminium and the UPVC is hasn't got aluminium inside anyway.
Kind of coated, isn't it, usually?
I couldn't see what change. I didn't realise they'd made a change, but if the conservation officer is not happy with the UPVC in this case, I'm trying to go with the conservation officer. The building itself is not listed, but it's adjacent to a conservation area. It is a good looking building, and it would be good for us to maintain its appearance in the traditional style. So I'm inclined to refuse this, and the conservation officer should not be.
So, right. Okay, Councillor Dunphan, do you have any comments as District Councillor for the ward?
Yes, I do, and I fully agree with Councillor Rob Mousding here, and I would second a proposal of refusal, and of course, bearing in mind what the Conservation Officer has to say.
So the application has been proposed by Councillor Mousding and seconded by Councillor Dunphan for refusal. Would you like to vote on that? All those in favour of refusal? That's carried, unanimous. Moving on to Wickham Rally Ward, plan number 18/1911/4, 190 Wickham Village Road, applicants Mr. and Mrs. Gooding, proposed new dwelling. And highways comments to follow, and we have some representations. So, Sue?
Yes, we've got a representation from a near neighbour who objects to the lack of parking provision for number 190 and the assumption of the access over a shared footpath. Thank you.
Just trying to determine.
It's all a bit scanty, I'm afraid.
Which one's 190?
190 is here.
The second one in.
Right.
And the proposed development is
Sorry,
here.
Councillor Taylor?
Well, it's the house actually 190. It's one of the terrace of four.
Yeah.
And this is backland. I mean, then I couldn't get up there because where's the access going
to
be?
You have to go by the side of that double garage.
But that,
that down there
else,
by the
that is somebody else's.
Yeah, by the council garages. That double garage there. There's a little, just a little pedestrian access by
that,
the side of it.
Brooklyn Park, they're next, the building next to it. And that's I mean, I've been down there today and I couldn't make out how they're big gardens, there's a lot of land down there, but it's very deceiving.
They say they're going to...
How are they going to access it?
It's just down over the little bridge,
yeah,
over the brook, and it's set back.
Yeah, but they have to go through somebody else's.
Yeah, but it's almost opposite Quick Fit, is it?
It's not over the bridge, it's in, well, the next, where there's a terrace of four.
Yeah.
And 190 is one of those. Mm. And there's a lot of land at the back. I still can't get my head around where it is. Is it one of
the... Oh, so you go into Brooklyn Park. So they're the flats on the right.
They're
of
the council
Park.
Garages.
Yeah.
And this double garage here is owned by 190. And the proposed dwelling is going to the rear of it, built into the bank.
So there's no actual
drive
access, is there?
No, only to the garage.
Yeah.
That's their garage, and I guess... Wow.
But 190 is in the middle of the...
Second
place.
One
out.
Yeah, that one.
So do they own all that land at the back then?
Well, I don't think they own the access road. They must own all the land.
They'd have to come through Brooklyn Park, which would be a private road, wouldn't it, into the flats?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of space up there. Is there any more detail on what they want to put in, or is it just outline?
Just outline, but it's talking...
It doesn't say outline.
Well, there's no...
application, it says.
It
not
just... There's a design statement, but there isn't very much on it, apart from they're going to build three of the bedrooms into the bank and then bring it out like this. They have
so, I've just read it, it says already approved at the bottom.
No, that was in 2011.
They're going to dig into the bank, aren't they?
Oh, 2011.
Yes. So it's had previous approvals.
Yeah.
Quite a slow,
so they've already had a slope in the past.
Yeah.
Yes, well, they said subterranean, so they're going to build into the bank.
Yeah.
Am I reading there? The final form is based on the approved application, which form had been agreed in discussions with the Waste Planning Department.
Yeah, but that was back in 2011, wasn't it?
Mm. That was when they put a garage in there.
Mm.
Yeah. Well.
So that's not it, that's not still current. It's
no, it's not.
He's got
to apply
for
a
new.
I think
but
he
hasn't
put
anything
new.
Until that we can know where the access is going to be, we can't really approve it.
So it says here that access to the site is by way of a private driveway through the existing garage courtyard as previously stated. The access way in connection to Withycombe Village Road will remain unchanged. And that existing double garage is parking to go with that house, the new dwelling, but takes away the parking for 190 Withycombe.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So...
Well, they might not be living in it, they might not need the parking, but when they sell it.
It's looking a little bit dodgy, you know.
So it says there that the property is to be dug into the site and the land graded around the site to ensure...
Property is to be dug into the site.
And it's a flood risk area.
Subterranean, so... I don't like that. Councillor Terry, are you recommending?
Well, I think we ought to get more information on the access because that's
right.
It says it's private. It says it's a private driveway.
It's private in as much it comes through the Brooklyn Park.
Yeah.
The limit on it is the 10th of September.
But they must have access to their garage now, mustn't they?
Yeah, but maybe it's from number 190. For them to use the site.
I still think they should get permission. They're not to knock the garage down.
No, they're keeping it. It's parking for the new dwelling.
To get in there to do it.
Well, I don't know, they're going to get this, the stuff in there, yeah, not the back of the garage yet, maybe.
By boat.
So, Councillor Dumper.
Yeah. There were several of us with fan lights on here. Sorry. No, I was just going to say, well, if they're transferring the garage from one land to the other, then that means there's one fewer parking space for the existing. Means essentially it's not viable, not viable.
I don't know how you're going to get to that space.
Are you going to get a construction track?
How are you going to get anything to it?
Yeah.
We need quite details.
But time limit is such that you've got to, because it's a tent, so you're really going to have to refuse because, you know, it's safe, because you feel there's insufficient information to make a decision.
I would, Councillor Chan.
Can I ask, have they said anything about sewerage here? How are you going to get the sewerage?
Well, it's near the brook.
Go on, wind me up, go on.
There is a map with the services on it. Here.
That's nice.
Which is nowhere near where it is.
So well, I don't.
There's no main sewerage near
where it
there.
Is.
What about these two? What are these two properties
that's
here?
That's where they brought, isn't it?
Yeah.
So down the bottom of the page is where they propose.
Right where you are.
And there's no main sewerage drain there, so
what about these two houses? Those two there. 196. 198.
Maybe they're not on the main sewerage.
Yeah, because they're the ones up the hill.
They might still have the old cesspit.
Councillor Marsden?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, paragraph 5 states that parking will be provided by the double garage. Parking is already provided for the existing house off-road at the front of the existing property. So they're saying that they don't need the parking. Won't be a parking problem.
Thank you. From my own personal comments, is I think it's an overdevelopment of the area. Knowing the area as I do, and I would propose refusal. Basis for
development.
Yes.
Sewers.
And it must be in the flood area.
Well, it is, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
in the flood
area,
isn't it?
Councillor Taylor will second that. So.
I think it'll come back.
Yeah.
So, all those in favour for refusal? That's carried. Thank you. Right, we now go to item 7 for consideration, which is a premises and club premises license application variations and minor variations received under the Licensing Act 2003, and it's the third item from the previous meeting. Premises 50 Strand, Ward in Town, and the name of the applicant is the Winehub Devon Limited. Has everybody had an opportunity to look at that application or the data sheet to read it all the way through? The last date for receipt of representations by the licensing authority is the 6th of September 2018. And this was deferred from the last meeting and we sent an email to the licensing. Questions raised to licensing were, question one, the Wine Hub is currently a cash and carry establishment at a nearby address. Are we correct in thinking that they now wish to open a drinking establishment at 50 Strand? Answer, there is no current license for 50 Strand. It is the old Gossage Cafe that is being taken over by George Ali, who currently has the Wine Hub that is licensed above the Bamboo Restaurant in the Strand. The application is for the grant of a new premises license and is applied for under the name of the Wine Hub Cafe. Question two, if so, 50 Strand is empty and was a restaurant, would that require change of use? Regarding possible change of use, I'm not sure what would be needed, if anything, but of course, planning are notified and sent a copy of the application and will no doubt be chased up by them if an amendment is required. question three. It has a time of 8 o'clock a.m. is the operating time to serve alcohol, when all surrounding drinking establishments are 9 o'clock a.m. Can this be challenged in line with nearby premises? And so regarding the start time applied for this, cannot be challenged to be in line with other nearby establishments. As under the Act, each application must be considered under its own merits, and only representations linked to one of the four licensing objectives can be considered. Councillor Marston, do you have any comments?
No.
And Councillor Duffer, do you have any comments?
Oh, I've got any comments. Not really, Fred, thank you.
So do we have any further objections based on the questions that we posed to licensing and the answers received?
The only comment I have is that I don't see the need for it to open at 8 a.m. if it's a wine, you know, it's certainly the other...
On the sign.
Hmm?
It says on the sign, breakfast.
Oh yes, I know. But I mean, Spoken and you know the pub opposite, Franklin's, all of those don't open at 8 for drinking establishment, do they? They all open a bit later. I know you can't say it's in line with others, but I don't know what need there would be to open at 8 o'clock. But it's only an observation. There's nothing I can do about it.
So
see
so
here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're happy with the...
I don't think we've got any comments to make.
Okay. Right, moving on to item 8, East Devon District Council planning decisions. The ones that we object to, 78 Foxhole Hill, we objected and it's given conditional approval. We objected to 24 Hamilton Road and that's given approval. We did not object to 48 Picton Street, named Misty Building
consent
area, and it was refused.
Well, they got three wrong, they can do that.
Should there be no further business, I shall declare the meeting closed at 18:52.